New Millennium Audio presents The Once and Future Spy, a novel of obsession by Robert Littell. Performed by Scott Brick. Not a single absolute truth, but a welter of contradictory truths. Truths embodied in imaginary selves called characters. Milan Kundera. Part 1. Walking Back the Cat. Instructions for the enlisting of men. Let our manners distinguish us from our enemies as much as the cause we are engaged in. In Provincial Congress, at New York, June 20th, 1775. Chapter 1. Rank has its privileges. One of them is to keep underlings waiting. Wanamaker was savvy enough to understand that this was the natural order of things, to not take it personally. He peered at the Roman numerals glowing on his wristwatch, shrugged a shoulder stoically, tried the car radio again. Again, all he got was static. Sometimes it seemed as if all he ever got was static. Static about budgets being chiseled in stone from the upwardly mobile asshole who ran the Special Interagency Anti-Terrorist Working Group. Static from his subordinates on Operations Subgroup Charlie, who didn't appreciate the relation between rank and privilege. Static from his contact in the superstructure about deadlines, as if Wanamaker didn't know a deadline when he saw one. As if bellyaching about the occasional delay would make things run more smoothly. Too much static could give a man ulcers, Wanamaker suspected. He could see himself filling in the company form, in triplicate, requesting sick leave. Under description of malady, he would write a terminal case of static.